All right, let's go. Let's fucking go.
Nicole, I need you to call me back right away.
What's up with the catch me, fuck me outfit? Good taste, skipped a generation.
You can't go out like that. The whole vagina is showing.
Don't flatter yourself. I wasn't talking about you.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode of Sorry Mom. I'm Nikki Howard.
I'm Sydney Miller.
And we are reunited and it feels so good.
Oh, yeah.
Sydney just sat in like 17 hours of traffic,
yeah, three and a half hours. I will be in LA for, I'll be in the car for double the amount of time that I will be in LA. We got to. I'm not going to do that anymore, Nick.
I'm not going to do that anymore. In my defense, I did offer to drive down over the weekend. Did I not?
I had stuff to do this
weekend. No, I know. I'm just saying. I did. I was like.
I'm just saying.
I know.
Well, Zoom's where it's at, dude. Unless, like, we're coming up here for an event and, like, we're spending the night or something. Then it's like, oh, okay, that makes sense.
But, I mean, it's not my fault. I didn't know.
I'm not blaming you. Okay. I'm not blaming you. I'm just telling you that, like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's fair. I'm here for you.
So how's it been going?
So very good. So very good. You know, just finished the movie we finished at our house.
Woo!
Which was
finally
wild. There were like 55,000 people here, and every room was like, this is going to be costuming and this is going to be production. And then there were I've never seen so many, I was like, well, I can't believe this many people fit in this house. And the dogs were so good. I was so proud of them. I was like, the catcher literally laid by the door as all of these people entered and exited. And like, this dog gives not one single fuck.
Yeah. Good.
Yeah. I was pretty impressed with him. I was like, I really am shocked. He didn't bark. He just was like, go around me.
Sick.
So he's getting old.
Good job.
Yeah.
Good
job,
catch.
You know. How you doing? How are the chicks? Give us the update.
Well, I've been getting into it with Tyler about finishing the chicken coop because we assumed that we were getting teenager chickens. And
yeah,
so
like
we've
babies.
Been getting into it. And I have been like out there working my little butt off to make sure that like no animals can get into this coop. We finally finish it. And in fact, on the way to pick up the chickens, we got 10 bags of sand that we were going to finish the flooring with. So, I was like worried my car was going to break. It was so heavy.
The flooring of the coop.
Flooring in the coop, yeah. And we show up and we decided to try to get them early because, you know, whatever. Tried to show up early to go to the peep show early, and we get there, and the guy's like, we're like, hey, are we going to need, like, a box or something to, like, transfer them or, like, what? And he, like, looks at us, and he, like, looks over at, like, all the baby chickens, and he's like, I mean, we could give you a box if you want because they're that little. They got born, like, 2 days ago. That's how little they are.
I thought that when you got the coop, I was like assuming that the coop would be, I don't know what I thought. I've never like, the only reference I have in my head is what I've concocted with the explanation that you've given me, which is like some sort of like Fort Knox, but for chickens with like
is.
A steel gate. But in my head, I'm figuring like, they're like little barbed wire. I feel like they're like, it's kind of like a prison for some reason in my head.
Yeah.
I'm like, and they've got, but I guess I thought like, little small chickens would be able to fit. But you're saying that like, they're so small.
They're newborns.
I thought that would be like, I feel like I'm pissed off at the coop.
At the people.
The coop should be able to, paid enough money for this fucking coop.
You can, but they're babies. You have to keep them inside with like a heat lamp.
What?
Oh yeah, they're literally they just hatched.
I have no concept of what
they're
chickens.
Very little, like they're this big, Nick.
Yeah,
they're this big.
Like, you can throw them out there.
No,
yeah, you'll be fine. Throw some dirt in it.
So we've been fucking keeping them in the kitchen because you have to.
Do you have to, like, bottle feed them?
No, thank God.
Okay.
But you know they're in the kitchen
and they've
been going through like this little like pebble shit, and. Which is a whole nother, every single thing, like there's 10,000 things that people say about chickens, like do this, do that. It's like, could someone just tell me what to do? So anyways, we had one that
like
came
babies.
Home. It is like, we have four babies now. And then we have one that got what is it called? It's not poop butt, but it's called something. It's basically poop butt.
What does that mean?
It's where like their poop got covered their butthole and they could die from it. And so now we've been dealing with that. I figured out how to do it. You like soak them in water. You like get them all done, which by the way, you have to hold the chicken down in the water. Well, she ended up falling asleep, so it was okay. But like every day I've been having to do it a little bit because it was like too hard to get it all off. So there's been that. Then we had another issue with one of the chickens.
I have a question. Mm-hmm. I don't want to move forward until we address this.
Yes.
Can we go back to the poop butt?
Yeah. I think it's called pasty butt.
Can you, it was my nickname in high school. Can you explain to me what happened? So you're saying the poop dries on their butthole?
Yeah.
And then they get like clogged?
Yeah.
They can't poop anymore?
Yeah.
And then they die. Just die from being like constipation?
Constipated, yeah. And she came to us with it. We didn't like make this happen. Like, because apparently if you give them like liquidier food or like if the sun lamps on the food too much, it'll like... it does this whole thing. And so either way, she's doing quite liquidy poop. It's totally good. Isn't the issue.
That's
I'm feeding her well. Yeah. But I had to make sure that she was able to poop because they could die in like days. Like they were like, you have to deal with it now. I was like, okay.
Wait, well, how did you figure this out?
Because we were looking at her butt and she has a bunch of poop all over her
butt. Did you call someone?
No, we like looked it up online and all this other shit.
That's weird. I have so many questions.
That's what I'm saying. Like, there's so much chicken information on the internet. That's also why we thought we were getting teenagers, because we thought a pollock was a fucking teenager chicken. It's not. Apparently, you can just use that word for like any chickens. And like.
But did you go to the place and like look and, or did someone?
They didn't come yet. Like, because we went to a.
Pre-ordered the chickens.
No. So the peep show.
Yes.
Had like 15. No, probably more than that, like 30, 40 different breeds of chickens.
Right.
So we are going to the peep show so that we had a wide variety of breeds of chickens to pull. Yes.
I'm
and
familiar.
Then we made the spreadsheet of which ones we wanted. Right. So that's why we are going to the peep show.
Yes.
And they didn't have the chickens until they got there.
But you know? When you got there,
yeah,
you had already decided I want these types of chickens.
Yeah.
But they didn't have older ones.
No.
But did you think it would be a problem when you bought them at this? Like, you saw them and you were like, oh, they're really small, but we'll buy them anyway.
Well, yeah. What the fuck are we going to do? We already bought a chicken coop.
I don't
know.
We
have our list of chickens.
Did they only have
thing.
Baby chickens?
Yeah, they only have baby chickens.
The whole peep show?
Oh, yeah. And it's like so many chickens.
But
all babies.
Gallons. Gallons.
Well, they're kept in like big ass like containers, you know? So
the only way to measure quantity of chickens
gallons
is by
of
gallons
chickens.
Of chicken.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
So we were like, fuck, all right, well, we'll do that.
They keep them in buckets?
Yeah, big bass buckets.
It's kind of like KFC. It's like full circle.
Yeah, it's like first circle. Yeah, I guess. And then then one of them, Reese, which is, we named after Reese's Cups, because he looks like a Reese's Cup.
Okay.
And she's fucking psycho, and she's like always running around, and she just has like so much energy, and she started pecking at fucking everybody. And so then we're like, okay, well, what's that issue? So then we looked up, we're like, oh, okay, so it might be that like their heat lamp is too hot. Okay, cool, we'll move the fucking heat lamp.
Burning.
Then we're like, oh my god, what about like maybe there's not enough room for them? So then we create a whole new cage for them. This is in just a couple, every single day has been an issue. Like, we created a whole new cage for them. And then after that, she's still doing it. And I'm like, okay, you have enough room. You have so much room. Like, you're not hot. I know that. And so now it just came down to he's bored.
Yeah, well, can you, like...
And so then we put a mirror in there. We put all these
like
toys in there.
Like a mobile?
Yeah.
I have a question.
A bunch of shit in there, and he's still doing it. And I'm like, fuck you, Reese. Okay. And then on top of that, Louie... As soon as the chickens got home, Louie decided to be like, I don't like this.
Yeah. Not surprised.
And so he started licking at this like skin tag he's had for years, decided to go so ape shit on it that I had to take him to the vet.
Oh, no.
And now I'm putting like fucking steroid cream on his arm every morning and at night. And then on top of that, my fucking dumbass garden beds. I had to have my dad come over. I had to lure him with a family barbecue, which means I had to clean the house, do the whole thing, cook, do that, have him come over to help me with the sprinklers. We set up an entire drip line. Now I know how to do drip line. I know how to work all sprinkler types. I know how to do everything. But after he left, I now have decided that we need to go back to the old sprinkler way and the drip line does not drip quick enough. The soaker, I didn't get a soaker line, okay? But, like, it doesn't matter about the soaker line. I actually need a spray head. So now I have to redo all the sprinklers.
Well, at least you know how to do it.
That's great. Yeah. It's just,
it's
you know,
hard.
It's been doing a lot of shit.
It's tedious.
Yeah, it's tedious.
The fucking sprinkler line is, like, it's...
It's annoying.
It's annoying. Oh, God. Well, at least you're setting yourself up for a homestead lifestyle.
Well, I was, yeah, I know I was doing that, but I thought it was, I just want my projects to be done. Yeah. Like, I need to maintain them.
You're taking
I need
75
them
projects on
done.
At once, though, and they're all like.
I just thought they'd be done sooner,
the
and then they wouldn't
high.
Continue to keep going.
All the projects are high stakes because it's all, like, keep it alive.
Yeah,
like
I know.
It's like life.
Yeah.
Which is very.
As well as myself, I have to keep alive.
Yeah,
and
that's
Tyler,
true.
I have to keep alive. You know,
very true.
And make money.
That's
and
true.
My family is, like, always doing shit.
That's
so
true.
It's been a lot. It's been a lot lately.
It's
yeah.
a lot.
But yeah. I think I'm finally coming around the bend. So
that's good.
The chickens, there's nothing else I can do with you guys. You guys are done.
Yeah.
You guys are at maintain level. The garden is almost at maintain level. And yeah. So that's good.
That's awesome.
Yeah. My taxes are still coming up and the fucking gym is still not fixed. But we're coming
One
around the bend here. We're coming
One
around the bend.
You've gotten a lot done. You should be proud of yourself.
Yeah.
You've really created quite the ranch.
Quite the lifestyle I want.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's
I was like, hey, this is what I want to do with my life. Okay,
and you did
fine,
it.
Here. Yep.
I'm fucking sick. You got chickens and a goddamn garden and all the beautiful plants and a home. Fucking
yep.
killing it.
Oh, yeah.
And you got the stair stepper machine.
Yeah, I know.
And you got it fixed.
No, I'm getting it. It's still not fixed.
It isn't?
Fuck no, it's not.
Didn't the maintenance man come?
Nobody's coming. And we still have to go to the dump to get rid of the trailer from the DMV, DAV. But, you know, like I said, it's all in the works.
Yeah.
You know?
At least, you know what it is? The good part is at least it's all, like, contained. You know what I mean? Like, it's all, like, at your house.
Yeah.
You know? Like, you don't
well,
have to,
yeah.
like, go.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Deal
I mean,
with
my
it.
Entire workstation is my house.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Might,
so that's good. But you get to live in your workstation.
Yeah.
It's a little bit like, oh,
that's a lot.
That still.
But
yeah.
it's real pretty.
It is. It's beautiful. And it's spring right now. It's so stunning. The first 45 minutes of driving up here, I was like, damn, this is so nice.
It's really beautiful.
And then after that, I was like,
all right, we're done now.
Not into this.
Yeah. I know.
But it's fucking beautiful. You should come down sometime and see how pretty it is.
Yeah, I will.
Yeah.
Working, not really.
Working your butt off.
Able to do much, but hopefully soon. I'm trying to think of what I got done.
Do you want to know their names? The chickens?
Yeah, I would. I thought you were naming them after your family.
Oh, no, I decided not to.
Oh, okay.
So Reese? We have a blonde one that is Dolly Parton.
Okay, love that.
We have Reese's. I want to call them Reese's Pieces, but basically Reese for Reese's Cups.
I like that.
We have a red one that's named Scarlett O'Hara.
Great.
And then we have a black one that we've been going back and forth on.
Uh-oh.
Jolene.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
This could get weird.
On Jolene, Jet, or Janet. And he's cool. He has these, like, feather feet. He has feathers on his feet. They're pretty sick. And every day, like, you go and you look at them, and their feathers are, like, they're growing so fast. They're going from fuzz to feathers, and it's pretty cool to watch.
I like Jet. That's a cool name.
I like Jet, too, but I think Tyler wanted Jolene, so Jolene and Dolly could hang out together. But I was like, Jet's
I feel
nice.
like
Jet Black.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah,
yeah.
I don't know though.
He's a black one, so
Dolly would imply like it would be Jolene's mom, since technically,
well, Jolene stole Dolly's boyfriend.
But if we're going back, like Dolly wrote Jolene.
I know, but that doesn't make her
birth.
Mom.
I'm just saying, like. Lineage
saying,
wise.
Like, lineage wise, Dolly would be insecure about Jolene.
I see what you're saying. I mean,
yeah.
they're your chickens. You live your best life.
No, I'm just explaining the concept.
I know.
Of Dolly and Jolene.
I know. You could think, look at it either
yeah,
way. Either
yeah.
way. I was just watching a thing about on my Alexa about Jolene, the impetus of that song, and then how what's her name is Beyonce's licensing. Beyonce's gonna do a cover of Jolene, something like that. I don't know. I don't know.
Beyonce needs to stop it.
I gotta
Get
tell
the
you,
fuck out of here,
I
Beyonce.
Listened to the song because I was like, I gotta see what this is about. I like it. And then I had, it's so fucking catchy. It's like too catchy where you're like, I don't want to like the song. And you're like, God damn it, this is a good song. God damn it, she got me.
Yeah, and it's catchy. I just don't like, just don't act like it's country.
Did you, it's really, it's not very country.
Yeah, that's fine.
You're like, it's kind of like, you listen to it and you're like, it is it country? Like even the music video.
Yeah, I agree. Oh, I haven't seen it.
It's, I mean, I was so confused by the video that I was like, what is she doing here? The beginning of it's country, and then it goes into like a fashion art film, and the whole time I'm watching, like, what is this about to be? What is this gonna be? I watched the whole video, and I was like, that was it. She fucking got me. I watched this whole goddamn video, like waiting for something, and I was like, oh, that was it. That was what she did.
Yeah.
I was like, that was such an interesting choice for. If you could just go watch it, it's bizarre. You're like, why would she do that for this song? Like, I'm not mad at it. It's just like, seemed a little bit
what you doing
odd. Yeah. it was like behind the scenes of a photo shoot. It was bizarre, but I'm like, I'm intrigued, this was cool. I'm just like,
okay,
this is not correlating for me.
Yeah,
like what's going on. So.
Did you watch J-Lo's fucking movie thingy that they put together? She did.
What did she do?
She created a movie about, like, so it's not, as she would say, it's not a movie, and it's not a music video, and it's not, it's a in-between.
I don't, just like, what is it? What is
exactly? So it's, like, this long, really long music video, but with, like, middle parts that are, like, have dialogue, and it's kind of about, like, her journey having loved and lost, and reloving herself.
Okay.
And everybody, I watched the behind the scenes of the thing, because it's like an hour and something long, her thing she made. And the behind the scenes is about as long, and it's so funny, like everybody in the video is just like, dude, you don't have to do this. And she's like, I do. And they're like, the conversation's over. I feel like you're trying to respond to people's talking shit like in the past, and like everyone's on your side now, you don't need to respond like with this thing. And she's just like, I have to do it, and like nobody would be in it.
What?
And like she asked every like celebrity to be in it, and they were like, no.
Wait, and like that's what she said in the thing.
What? Yeah, they show it. Like, in the behind the scenes, they're, like, calling all these celebrities.
Okay,
yeah, and they're like, no, honey. And then even the celebrities are on the phone with her, like, honey, you don't have to, like, you're okay now. Like, and
I'm
she's
so
like, I
confused.
Have to do it for, like, my creativeness. Like, I understand, like, she wanted to express herself, and this is the way for her to kind of, like, do her own therapy and, like, get
she's
it out.
She sounds like she's not over it.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, she needed to do this.
And
to
she's,
be
like,
over
really
it.
Wants to prove to everyone she's over it. You know what I mean? And, like, I'm like, aw, it was really kind of sad. And then after watching the whole behind the thing, the scenes thing, I was like, I'm going to support you. I'll watch it because, like, you know, you sound like you need it. And then I couldn't.
Really?
I tried to watch
it. Oh, my God.
So
now I
bad.
Have to watch
it's
it.
It's so bad. I was like, oh.
I mean,
Jenny from the block.
I don't particularly want to watch music videos anyway.
Yeah.
So I'm, like, thinking, like, I don't really want to watch an hour music video. I'd watch an hour documentary.
Yeah. And I thought, oh, I'll just have it on in the background.
Right.
You know, and that way it gets extreme.
Yeah.
You know, and I tried, and, like, I was just like, no. I turned it off.
Not even in the background.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, my God. Jenny. Remember Glow by J-Lo? The perfume?
Hmm.
You don't remember?
Not really?
It?
No.
Bottle?
Was it in a blue bottle?
No, it was like in a like silhouette shaped bottle with like a little necklace that said J-Lo on it.
No.
Oh my God.
No. That was not my brand.
Oh my God. No, that was like everywhere in the early
2000s. No,
it was like
I don't remember.
Glow
it.
By J-Lo. Yeah, it's still out there, I think.
Really?
I think it smelled good too, if I recall correctly.
Hmm.
I had a couple bottles, not gonna lie. You know.
I did not.
No glow.
No glow for me.
No
dog.
Glow by J-Lo.
No glow.
I'm dying to hear. Did you watch the Oscars?
No. No, I did not.
Don't scoff at me. It was just a simple question I'm asking.
No, I did not. Tyler was. I was watching a good movie, which was, I even wrote it down. What is it? It's The Great Debaters, which is fantastic.
Never even heard of it.
Wonderful movie. And Tyler, in the middle of watching it, is telling me all the results of the fucking Oscars. And I was like, I don't give a fuck, Tyler. And he was
like, no,
I just wanted to know what that dumbass Emma Stone movie I got and didn't and get. And he was like, literally, this means like, I do not believe or trust absolutely anything that Hollywood puts out, because that was the most trash thing I've ever seen. It was literally retard porn for the entire thing. I could not. And then everyone's like, oh, it's shot so pretty. I'm like, it looks like it was shot with a fisheye lens the whole time. And some art student that just started fucking did it. I hated it. The storyline, the shooting, the act, like everything. Hated it. And then the fact that it won so many things, I was like, exactly. I'm not playing this game with y'all anymore.
You know, I usually feel that way. I absolutely love that movie. I thought it was one of the literally my dream role. I was like, that was
just fucking somebody a billion times. And you know, she went full retard. She went full Tropic Thunder retard. She fucking, all she did was have sex with people. She had less lines than she did with sex she had. And then the apple? Oh, you put an apple up your vagina? No one can put an apple up their vagina. And if they can, no man wants to go up there afterwards. Also, how'd you pull it back out? The stem? No. You'd have to go to the doctor. Or you'd be shooting it out like one of those tennis balls or whatever balls they shoot out of places where there's also donkey shows. Like, you can't put an apple up there. Just no.
I don't know if she put it up there.
She did. I watched it because we rewinded it. Yeah, we rewinded it.
She was under the table.
We rewinded it. And I was like, was that an apple? And then we were like, wow, absolutely not. I can't.
It's so funny.
Full shit. I can't believe you're still standing behind it.
I can't believe that
you're still standing behind it.
I thought it was one of the best movies. I bought it. I'm so happy I bought it. I was like, this is one of the most phenomenal art. It's art. It's weird. It's not like anything I've ever seen before.
I thought that was the worst art film I ever saw. But
each his own.
Yeah, exactly.
What do you got on your notes there?
I watched one thing that was good that I thought was kind of cool. It's called The Year the Earth Changed. It's on Apple TV. It's a documentary about the world.
Okay.
And it's about COVID, and they should have done more of this. I wish there was more than like one episode of it or one documentary about it. It was all of the animals and how like all of the animals around the world changed.
Interesting. That's
the
cool.
year that we were all not there.
Yeah. I mean, it's really interesting to think like how that affected everything. Like it affected us, but like I remember walking outside and being like, look at the sky, is so fucking clear. Yeah,
that too. It was like, dude, there's mountains right next to us and we had never seen them ever. And they were like, what? There's all these photos of like the Himalayan mountains that cities had never seen.
Wow.
And like all these animals were doing different things. And they were like, oh, we thought that we were like, weren't fucking with them. And then they were like, oh, we were fucking with them. And then all their breeding like doubled. Like, or even in Africa, they did like the cheetahs. And they were saying that the cheetahs can't talk to each other because the noise of safari cars.
Interesting.
Are so loud that they have to yell so much that it actually brings other predators by the time that the other, like, babies or whatever the fuck hear them. I was like, I never would have thought that in Africa.
Interesting. Yeah. You know, giraffes don't make any noise. Did you know that? They make no noise.
Huh.
So they're, like, really susceptible to predators, but, like, because they can't hear each other. They can't, like, call to each other if there's danger. They just, like, they don't make any noise. I was like, that's fucking weird.
They just start running.
Yeah, they just. Yeah. But, like, every other animal makes a noise. Giraffes are just, like, fuck. Gotta go.
Later.
Bye. Look at my eyelashes.
Huh.
I know. Wow, that's an interesting. I like that someone decided to do that as a documentary.
I was like, fuck, we should have done more of that. Or even like the year after that, like I wonder how much that's like dealing with different data right now, like pollution or like I don't know, so many different things that could correlate with. And I haven't heard any studies like, well, because of COVID, we actually found out these numbers dropped about this much or, you know, anything like that.
Yeah, I don't know.
I'm like, fuck, that's kind of cool. It's like starting with the baseline.
Yeah.
Kind of.
Back to one.
Back to one,
as
dog.
As they say.
Did you know that dog breeds are like different dog breeds? We talk about all these different animals going extinct. Dog breeds go extinct constantly.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't...
Like, Dalmatians are going extinct.
They just don't keep breeding them?
Yeah. Oh, like, they fell out of line. Did you know that, like, King Charles Spaniel, I think it was, it fell out. He, like, got extinct.
Really?
Yeah, and then they were like, oh, we actually, we want him back. And so now he's, like, a big breed now. But after, like, a bunch of the royalty and stuff, he, like, the breed, like, died off. And then they found all the pictures of them, you know, and
we're
like, hey, could you make one of these again?
How do they do that? How do they make a breed of a dog?
They breed them all together and shit.
They're like, this, like, Dalmatian plus fucking, you know, Great Dane equals horse. I don't know what that would be. Probably a horse. But, like, how do you do, like, it's like dog math?
Yeah, dog math. What if we started, like, a dog and, like, savior place, but only for extincting breeds? That'd be cool.
Yeah, well, like, yeah, like a zoo.
Yeah, zoo, but for extincting dog breeds.
Well, I'm confused by, like, do you force them to fuck, or can you, like, inseminate them?
I think a lot of dogs get inseminated now.
Yeah.
Like, the ones with the pushed-in faces?
Pugs.
No. The other ones that everybody, it's super expensive.
Bulldogs?
The French bulldogs. Those can't. There was, like, a couple other breeds that I was like, they can't fucking breed?
Yeah, they got
all of you guys are fucking man-made? That's fucking weird.
How are they going to mount each other? Their little bodies and their sleep apnea.
Yeah. Do you know the Chihuahuas are one of, like, the least diseased dogs? Like, they, like, don't really have any health problems, and they live the longest.
Yeah, Chihuahuas are, like, the cockroach of dogs.
Yeah,
like,
they just keep going.
Look at them. They're fucking, they live on the streets. Yeah. They're just, like, scrounge for food. They're, like, fine.
Yeah.
They just bark at you. You're like, nobody really likes them, but they're everywhere. And you're like, God damn it. That's how I feel about Chihuahuas. They're the cockroach of dog. Now, I love dogs. I'm just saying, like, you get yourself a Chihuahua, it's like, all right, what else you got? Nothing. It doesn't do anything for me. Right? Like,
I have a Chihuahua, so.
Yeah, but he's like a long haired. He's like a long haired. And look at fucking Louis. He's like 55,000 years old.
I know. That's cruising.
I know.
Still. He's great. He's smart as fuck. They said it. They're like one of the smartest breeds, too. They're like out there just figuring shit out.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. They're like,
they're getting it.
They don't need anybody.
Yeah.
Like,
they're just doing
live
it.
There's everywhere.
Well, and they're small enough, they don't have to eat that much.
That's what I'm saying.
They can just keep going.
They are.
Yeah.
Catcher's like turning 11. He can barely get up.
I know, poor Catch. And he's like feeding a horse.
Yeah.
He's so big.
I know.
He's so big.
Not very bright. I love the dog.
No,
don't get me
bright.
Wrong.
He's very bright.
You know.
He's very bright.
He does what he can.
Yes, he does. He does a good job.
Yeah.
He's a good protector and lover.
He is a very good protector, and he's my baby boy.
And he knows how to withstand drugs the most out of anyone I've ever
that
seen.
That dog is fucking
Amy
Winehouse.
Has the highest tolerance of anyone.
It's really incredible. Although now I'm, like, scared to give him drugs because he's so old.
I know. So. With Louie, I was going to have him cut that thing off his arm, and I was like, you're not going to put him under them.
It's scary.
And they were like, okay.
I was like, take it.
I was like, I don't give a fuck. You could shoot him with some, like, numbing shit, but you're not putting him under.
He's like, hey.
I don't know what to tell you guys.
Yeah. He'd be fine.
Yeah.
He wouldn't need it.
Apparently, I looked it up online just to make sure that it was, like, what it was.
Yeah.
And, like, right under that, there was, like, a bunch of them, like, home remedies, how to take it off. I was like,
burn it.
Yeah. You know, I think
you,
it's, like a wart.
String
you
around
know?
It and fucking
close the door.
Close the door on it. Jesus Christ. I know. I don't know. Some of it is, like, how much is just, this is just what it's like having a dog that is getting older. Like, is this a problem, or is this just, like, you want to take it off for, like, aesthetic, you know what I mean? Like, it's, you never know when you bring your dog to the vet, like, if they're like, I want to just, like, does this have to go?
Does it have to go or not?
Right.
Yeah.
Like, is it, like, is it essential?
Yeah.
Or is it just, like, I'm fine with it if it can stay. Like, you tell me.
Well, I actually wanted to take it off because I was mad at Louie. I told him that. I was like, keep licking it, I'm going to have it taken off.
Yeah.
You do it because it's been there years. Yeah. So it's not a problem.
Yeah.
And I looked it up. It's not a problem. I was just like, you keep fucking with it, I'ma fucking take it off. But again, it's an old dog thing. He gets like hyper focused on stuff now that he's older.
Yeah.
And he licks. Yeah. He gets hyper focused on the licking. So, I mean, I could keep it. I could not. I don't know.
I mean, it sounds like you got enough on your plate right now. What with the chickens?
That's kind of why I was like, fuck it, take it off. It's one less thing to fucking have to think about.
Oh my God.
I'll wrap his arm up for the next month.
So
never have to see it.
When do they get big enough for you to release them into their fucking rightful?
6 weeks.
6 weeks from now?
It's been about five. Well, it's under five. I haven't had them, I think, a whole week yet. Because what? I got them on Friday. So almost a week. So almost in 5 weeks.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
You going to have a party?
I had a barbecue to welcome them, assuming they were going to be big. But they were not. And so, yeah, maybe. I don't know.
Welcome home.
Everyone saw them.
Housewarming
party. They'll see them eventually. Yeah, maybe we'll have Easter over at my house.
Oh, that's kind of cool.
Yeah, we were going to go see Tyler's family, but I was like, I'm sorry. We have tiny chickens now, so we can't go anywhere.
Yeah, it's kind of a good excuse to get out of things.
It is, but we kind of wanted to go.
I can't. I got all these chickens. Yeah. So. Okay.
Ooh, yeah. I'd we did get all these to. Like automatic things, like automatic door opener, automatic feeder, automatic waterer.
We got, for the chickens.
Yeah. All this shit so that like they could chill by themselves. That's why when we got them and they were babies, we were like, oh, this is a task.
We had
now.
Plans.
We had plans. Yeah. We got them cameras on the inside, on the outside.
Cameras?
Oh, yeah.
For
who? Because we want to watch them. Oh. We want to make sure they're okay all the time. And then camera.
In case they get a package. Yeah. I'm just like, these chickens. Who's there? They're checking their own Ring camera.
Yeah.
Oh, my. I mean, fuck it. Yeah. I'm excited. I want to see a picture of it. Do you have a picture of this, the coop?
Of the coop? What? You haven't seen the coop?
No. Oh, you haven't sent me a picture of the coop. When would I have seen it?
Do you even follow me on like Insta? Are we friends?
I don't even go on Instagram. I post pictures and immediately get off.
I don't even know where a picture of the coop would be. I'm sure I have one. Hold on. But yeah, it's quite the coop. And then we had to dig underneath the coop two feet and put fencing under there.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, you told me.
And then put river rocks on top of that.
Damn.
It's a whole thing. It's a whole thing, Nick.
I mean, I think what I'm going to do.
Do you want to see the chickens?
Yeah, I do. I want to see the whole thing. I want to see the setup.
These are the chickens.
Oh, yeah. I did see a picture of the chickens.
This is Reese.
I saw a picture.
Dolly.
They're cute.
Whatever
her name
is. They're
cute. They're little guys.
Yeah, they're just cute little
guys. They're little guys.
I also went to a blues concert. I forgot about that.
Tell me more.
The blues concert was pretty sick. It was this huge fat guy. He was like, I'm not kidding you, like 400. At least 400 pounds. But it was so sick.
Oh, my God. That's so much larger than I thought.
Yeah, it's huge.
That's a house.
Yeah.
Okay, that's not at all what I thought.
Yeah.
That's massive.
Yeah. Chicken house.
I thought it was like a... Where is that even?
On the side of our house.
By the dog run?
No, the other side.
By the kitchen?
Yes.
Okay. That's fucking huge.
Yeah, it's huge.
Okay, not at all what I thought.
Hence, it's taken a lot to dig all the way around it.
Yeah.
And do all this other shit with it.
That thing is massive.
I think
God.
That might be the only picture I have of it. I thought I had more, but whatever.
Yeah, that's definitely way too big for those.
Yeah, for the little tiny babies. Yeah.
Yeah, it's not even a question. You'd lose them in there.
I know. Well, I asked Tyler today, I was like, hey, what if we took Reese outside and sit inside of the coop with, like, the run part. Like, sit inside the coop and just, like, let him run around.
Yeah.
Like, let him get his fucking energy out so he stops stabbing everyone.
Yeah.
And Tyler was like, I don't want to do that again. I want their immune system to be better. And so we can't do that yet.
Oh, my God.
But I want to take them in there and, like, introduce them to the coop at least and be like, hi, you guys are going to live here. Start enjoying it.
Yeah, if there's any.
Run around, eat, scratch stuff, eat it, peck it. I don't care.
Yeah.
Live it.
Live your best life, chickens.
Yes. Live your best goddamn lives.
That thing is fucking huge.
Yeah.
That thing is sick.
Yeah.
I was not. Cool. I thought it was going to be, in my head, it was way smaller and totally fine for little chickens to be in.
Yeah, no.
Not at all what I thought it was.
There's a picture of me standing in it, and I think I have too.
Yeah.
Yeah, this.
That's crazy.
It's huge.
I didn't even see that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a whole thing.
I did not anticipate that. Yeah, it's fucking massive.
Yeah.
That thing is sick, though.
It's going to be great.
I like the orange.
Yeah.
I think I might cave and buy myself a garden bed. It was promised to me that it would be made, and it has not been made yet, and spring's right around the corner, and if we don't start now...
Yeah, you should do wood.
Yeah.
Yeah, because mine has been a pain in the ass.
What do you have, the metal?
Well, also, if you're making it, then it's easier to do out of wood.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got
them. You can pretty much only do it out of wood. Yeah, I'm not right? a welder.
Well, I wanted to do these metal ones because I liked them and they were pretty, yeah. and I didn't want to make them out of wood.
Right.
So then I had to create a rebarb cage around them, which turned into, I should have just made them out of wood. So I had to pound in rebarb at fucking four on each side and then
raised?
Create a, yeah, they're raised, and then a rebarb cage in the grooves of the metal so that at some point they don't end up buckling out.
It's hard to live off the land. It's hard to live off the land.
I was like, I already bought these and I'm using them.
Yeah.
So I'm going to fucking do this. And then I can't even tell you how many bags of dirt I bought.
It's a lot. Yeah, I remember when I was doing the other ones, it was like,
because
you don't think about it. You're like, I want all of this to be a garden because I want all of these vegetables.
Yeah.
And then you're like, oh, I have to fit like
the dirt,
the mass of it. You're like, oh my God. Yeah. I had those two huge ones in the backyard. Remember, I was like, mm-hmm. It just kept like 15 bags of soil. I'm like, I didn't even make a dent.
Yeah, I know.
No, not even a fucking dent in this bitch.
I know. And then you're like, oh, I actually need three different types. I need like base soil, then I need some sand, then I need some like the good stuff. And then I want need, you know, mulch on top. And then I had to cut down some trees so that I could put them on the bottom of the thing so that the roots could be aerated. And then I had to get fucking all the boxes. That was actually good. I already had all the boxes.
Oh, yeah.
And throw some of that shit in there. And then I broke up a bunch of clay pots that I had. Threw those in there to hold some water in. But
a little bit of mulchy mulch never hurt nobody.
Yeah, it's always great. I'm thinking of also, you know, the boxes underneath my windows in the backyard?
Yes.
I'm thinking of getting rid of like all my plants and just creating
herbs.
Food.
Yeah, that's not like, a bad idea at all.
I already have two herb boxes and then I have the two beds.
Yeah.
And then, but I'm like, you know what? If I'm going to grow a bunch of shit, I might as well grow food.
Yeah.
You know? So 100%. I'm thinking of getting rid of a bunch of the plants and just growing food. But I need to find more food to grow. I'm like, what else do I want to eat?
Yeah, that's true.
Or I'll just start growing larger amounts of the food that I'm already growing, which is a good idea.
Yeah. Except just be aware of what you put by your window because then it's start like...
I know. Growing up past it. I know.
I can't fucking see anything past these fucking cucumbers.
Yeah. Yeah, I haven't decided yet. And then I got all these plants that lure bugs to them.
Ah.
So they lure them away from the vegetables. Yeah. And then I also got plants that will lure like bees and butterflies so that they can pollinate stuff better for me. And then, yeah, I'm just really going down the line of like how to create a, what is it called?
When
ecosystem. Like everything works. Yeah. But it's called like regenerative gardening.
Regenerative farming.
That and an ecosystem, so.
Yeah, fuck yeah.
Yeah.
I love that.
Oh, yeah.
Well, shit, man. Sounds like you got it all figured out.
We'll see. Come like two months from now.
It's going to be great. This is the hardest part.
Until a squirrel eats everything.
Don't
and
even.
I'm like, fuck.
Don't even. You're going to be like, this is going to be your next task is protecting the land.
I know.
I know. You got to get a BB gun.
I have a BB gun.
Do you remember when I had the rat problem?
No. I don't. Oh, I have an owl thing now, too.
So you got to get a seat. I was going to buy an owl because of the rats. Oh. Everyone was like, get a cat. And I'm like, no, fuck that. No, I
owl.
Need something stronger.
Yeah.
I'm not taking any chances.
Oh, wait. The rats were going up the side of the house, weren't they?
No, the rats were going in my garden and eating like after I finally was growing shit. And they were like just chomping it. Just
I
was like, this took 17 weeks.
Yeah.
And you just ate it in one bite. I was like so pissed. And then I was putting traps out. And then they were like eating around the traps.
Yeah.
and the guard. I was like, I'm about to sit outside with a BB gun and like fucking
fuck these motherfuckers.
This is gonna be a massacre. Yeah. Bloodbath.
Yeah. I have a fat squirrel that lives right next to them. So I've been spraying the squirrel anti stuff, but I don't know. He's already eaten a couple things, but they were the stuff that like I hadn't planted yet and that like was fine for the moment. I even tried giving him an offering. I gave him a box that he could chew and like destroy. But we have this owl thing now. So we have the woodpeckers in the morning that peck at the fireplace. Wake us up. Then we have the owls at nighttime, and we have at least 2 to 3 owls in our trees.
Oh,
like one lives in our courtyard, and that's cool. But he now has gotten a mate that decides to sit on top of our fireplace and hoot, and the hoot goes whoo into
that's
our fireplace. It's kind of cool. We're like watching TV, and it'll be like, it's like, it's kind of cool, but I'm like, okay, guys, everybody in this fireplace, you guys fucking love this shit.
Oh my God.
It's also hawk mating season. And the hawks are nuts right now. They're fighting and cawing and fucking babies are everywhere.
Sounds about right.
Yeah, it's wild animal kingdom out there.
I kind of love it. I remember when I got the owl box.
You had to ask all the neighbors if it was
like
okay.
As a sex offender, I had to like give them pamphlets and be like, I'm getting an owl. Please don't poison your rats. And then thank God it was such a blessing that I did not get an owl because it was barn owls, which I did
screech.
Not.
They scream.
I'm going to play you guys the sound of a barn owl. I had this right next to it. It does not sound like that. You would think that it would sound like
that. It does
like
not
that.
Sound like a normal owl.
No.
Yeah. But you know what's weird is Tyler started looking it up, and I told him your whole story about how it's not a barn owl. I was like, it's not a barn owl. It looks like this. Da, da, da. But you're looking pretty good in there. That's not what it sounds like.
Shut up.
But then when we see the owl, sometimes it looks like the picture of the barn owl, like the white face.
Yeah, and it's not it.
But it doesn't sound like that. It sounds like a normal owl.
Let's see. Here we go. Just fucking terrifying.
Just screaming.
Ah! I thought I was going to get fucking whoo through the fireplace. Can you imagine if I got...
and right you lured it there?
I'm the asshole that was like, I'm going to pay through the city to get this box.
Yeah.
I'm like, the whole thing is like, repopulate the barn owl. I'm like, bitch, no.
Yeah.
there is
it's
a fine. Reason. There is a reason. Someone intentionally was like, we got to get rid of these fucking things. There was a meeting about it. They were like, it's got to go. It's got to go. That's fucking horrible.
Yeah.
We only want the whoo. That's great. Love that. Ooh. How do I get those owls?
Yeah.
I want those owls only. You got to buy them.
Yeah, apparently.
Fuck.
Yeah.
I don't know. Well, shit, guys, I think that's our episode. You have a thought of the day? Check the age of your chickens before you buy them. It sounds like an old proverb.
Yeah.
Doesn't it? Check the age of the chickens.
Yeah. That's it.
Card your chickens before you buy them. That's all I can say.
Yeah, card them.
Card them. All right. Love you guys. See you next week.
Later.
Bye.